This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Yes, it's 7 o'clock, it's Friday night. It's Good Friday, which means that you've been drinking all day. So how marvellous. Let's carry that on. I'm Vicky Stone, this is the Friday Night Show, and we've got my favourite game for the cardigans. The knitwear is available. Ba ba da ba ba. Ta-da, that was the cardigans. I'm Vicky Stone, and Marek Larwood is back as my co-host. Hi, Marek.
Hello, listeners. And there must be millions more people tuning in this week who know that I'm going to be on.
Huge amounts.
They've gone up. Everyone's spending their Good Friday on the radio. What are you doing in your room, Kevin? I'm listening to Vicky's show and with Marek on it, the bald guy. He's nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's what most of the UK are doing. They are shunning the pubs and bars. That's what you do on Good Friday.
Is that what you normally do?
No. Bank holidays mean nothing to me. I'm self-employed.
Yeah, me too. I don't understand.
They're completely meaningless.
It just means the streets are busier.
Yeah, and gigs are worse, like comedy clubs.
People are drunk.
Yeah. Because on Good Friday, people have been drinking all day, so they're in a comedy club and they're getting all shouty. So it's not really a fun time. But it's fun for me because I'm on the radio now, so this is good.
It's going to be a great Friday. I bet people, that's the sort of thing I'd hate. People who say it's not just a good Friday, it's a great Friday.
It is going to be a great Friday. Are you a fan of the message of Good Friday?
What is it?
There's something about rabbits and Jesus.
Yeah.
I think that Jesus looked at the range of farmyard animals available, decided that the bunny was the ideal sort of a brand face.
What? So you're telling me that the bunny aspect of Easter is related to Jesus in some way?
Yes. It's his favourite medium-sized pet option.
All right. What's your second favourite?
Gerbil.
Okay.
Jesus, the gerbil's really fucked off because it just missed out on being the face
gerbil
of Easter.
Could be pancake day, surely.
Yeah, or like a ferret. I mean, where's the ferret's holiday?
You wouldn't want that.
I don't know. I think ferrets are sometimes quite good.
I want to know where ferrets are 100% of the time, just to be safe.
What, all ferrets?
50% of them. Hey, do you know what? You look like you've been on holiday.
I have been on holiday. I have. I've literally just got back off holiday.
What, this moment?
Well, yeah. I stayed at Gatwick Airport last night, and then I've come straight here from Gatwick.
Who stays at Gatwick Airport?
Well, I don't live in London, so I stay at Gatwick Airport. I got a late flight. My flight didn't get back in until like 1 a.m.
I always think of people who say stay at Gatwick Airport. That's right, Gatwick Airport.
Gatwick, go Gatwick Airport.
Homeless people.
Homeless people stay at Gatwick. It's really expensive to stay at Gatwick.
I just imagine people who stay just wander around in a circle and fall asleep on a chair. There's that film, isn't it, called the with Tom Hanks in it, and a guy just spends about a whole month in an airport. He just falls asleep on chairs.
I thought...
Is that interesting?
Gatwick. I really liked Gatwick Airport. I like Gatwick, I think, is my favourite airport.
Well done, Gatwick.
I just think it's an excellent example of a modern airport.
Hang on a minute. We're talking about airports when you've been on holiday.
Yeah.
It's the sort of thing that mums do.
I know. I like logistics. I like the infrastructure. I went to Berlin, and Berlin Schönefeld Airport is a shitty, shitty airport.
Is it crap? That's not the real Berlin Airport. That's a made-up EasyJet Ryanair one, is it?
Yeah, it's an EasyJet one. Yeah, and it's awful. There was barely any facilities. I mean, I've seen better facilities at bus stops. It was really...
Yeah, I once went to visit a friend in Germany. Oh, but you'll like this, listeners. And I flew to Frankfurt Hahn. I told my mate to pick me up from Frankfurt, and not realising that Frankfurt Hahn is actually a 4-hour drive from Frankfurt Airport. So I hope I've saved someone the bother.
I'm pretty sure you have. So yeah, I went to Berlin, and it was quite nice. I liked it. I've not been before. It's good.
Did you notice that all people from Berlin in their 40s and 50s seem to age a lot better than British people?
I don't think I saw many people in their 40s and 50s. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. You don't notice them, because I noticed them. They're all really, really skinny and looked how you would look if you ate well continually and worked out quite a lot. But in England, people would let themselves go a bit.
Yeah, I think everybody seemed quite happy. It was a nice, it was a really nice place. I really enjoyed it. It was good.
What'd you do?
Well, I stayed in a really nice hotel, did a bit of tourism, but a lot of lying around.
What's your recommendations?
So there was this spa right at the hotel, which was really lovely. It was real kind of like top end spa.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was really good. Like, you know, got like heated benches and stuff, and as well as like saunas and steam rooms and various pipes and taps. And
heated benches.
Look,
the first thing I asked for.
It was a really good heated bench. But I went into this kind of wet area, I suppose you'd call it, with the heated benches.
And it's supposed to be wet.
Yeah, that's what they call it, don't they?
Oh, okay.
Sort of a wet area. And the first thing I saw, I walked in, I had my towel and my swimming costume, and there was a man just all naked with his knob out, and, you know.
Sounds nice.
Well, I just sort of started apologising in British. I thought, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I thought it was unisex. God, I'm really sorry. And he looked at me as though I was mental, and I walked back out to reception and said, where's the ladies? I think I just walked into the men's. And she said, no, that's the spa. So then I had to style out. Sitting in front of a sweaty testicle, trying to be cool with it.
How was he sitting? Because I always imagine the older man sit with his legs spread apart to see.
Oh, he was young. This was young. It was just like in the middle of hipster land. So imagine Shoreditch. Like I was in the Shoreditch of Berlin in a spa, and it was like handlebar mustaches and abs. And so, and you know when you sit in a sauna and you do that sort of crouching thing, your legs are splayed, but you're crouching down, and then the sort of balls were just sort of dropping below that.
How do you actually look at his balls?
Well, I didn't look at his balls, but his balls were there. So I was like looking around the room. This is nice balls. That's what I saw.
So you looked at two things and then you looked at his balls.
Yeah. But I'd already seen his balls when I'd apologised for being in the wrong bit of the sauna, and I clearly wasn't. So then I had to try and style out. And when I walked in, he also went, hello. And I was like, hey, you know, just trying to style out.
So you went to Berlin to see a man's balls. That's the highlight of your trip.
Yeah, and then a lady walked in, and she was nude as well, and I felt like a right twat in my swimming costume. But I was like, it's not coming off. It's not. I don't care where I am. I'm wearing my swimsuit, and that is that.
Did you not just get a bit more out?
What, just like whap one tit out just to feel at home? No. No.
That would be... That would be funny if you just had one out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I wanted the sauna benefits on one breast alone.
And you just to take it out and have a big sigh of relief, like, ah, oh, that's better.
Ah, it's out now. But yeah, I think the British are quite we're a bit fussy with nudity and that kind of stuff.
I don't think it's necessary, is it?
I don't think it's necessary. I think, yeah, exactly. Wear your swimming trunks. I totally don't mind nudity in, like, the gym changing room. Like, I don't understand the people that go into the cubicles when there's plenty of space to change. All up for that.
I don't want to go to the wet space knowing that guy's balls has directly touched the same area. Yeah. I don't mind if there's a bit of cloth in between.
Well, there's these taps in the steam room that are sort of all posh
so you can wash your balls beforehand.
But no... No, you hose down the benches.
You should wash them beforehand as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's showers. There's showers there where you give yourself a ball dunk. And then you can hose down where you sit.
I'd be there all day clean up after I'd sat down.
Well, I tried to make my other half come to the spa with me. I was like, oh, come, it's really nice. He was like, absolutely under no circumstances. Like, I go to a spa to relax. The last thing I want to see is a load of breasts.
Yeah.
Or balls. It's like, that is not in the least relaxing. That is going to...
It's too intimate. You don't want to see those details about someone.
No, I mean, I don't want people to see those details about me. I understand the benefit of saunering naked, but at the same time, buy your own sauna. If you want to be nudie, either go to a specialist nude place, because I wouldn't mind if it was a specialist nude place.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a market for that, specialism.
Simon's Dick Club, something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Dieter's will be German, isn't it?
Dieter's Dick Club.
Dieter's Dick Club.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help these Germans out. So the moral of the story is,
yeah,
don't go to Germany.
No, Germany's lovely, but just check their nudie policy is the moral of the story.
Okay.
In that. But what's been happening in the news? Because I've been away. So what have I missed?
Football.
What football? I don't know.
There's been some scores.
Oh, I don't watch it.
There's been some scores. I think they're still trying to find that missing plane, aren't they?
What, didn't it turn up on Twitter? I'm pretty sure that they found a plane in a woman's vagina.
please explain.
Okay, it's a different plane. I feel a bit bad now. But apparently US Airways accidentally tweeted a picture of a model...